Hello and welcome to St Jude on the Hill in Hampstead Garden Suburb. This is our Church of England online service for the week and my name is the Reverend Emily Coltfight. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you believe, you are welcome here. Come on.
With God, nothing will be impossible.
For he is our God.
And the God of salvation is making all things new.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Faithful one whose word is life, come with saving power. To free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies. For the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord.
reading from the Gospel of John. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The scriptures today talk about love that is given, and importantly, love that is received. Sometimes in life, we can feel like the world is darkening into a perpetual winter. And at that moment, when we are ready to submit to despair, someone or something wonderful shines the light of Christ back into our lives. The scriptures tell us today that Christ's love is not just the blood of his sacrifice on the cross, but it is also the water in our lives. Water, of course, is the thing that quenches, the thing that we need for survival. And without it, our lives become a barren desert, and our spiritual selves are destined to wither. The circle of life, deeply wrapped up in the global cycle of water that moves from river to sea, sea to air in the form of clouds, to rain that feeds the fonts of our baptisms. Without that drop of water in our cups, we will die of thirst. Reflecting on Jesus's death on the cross, when the spear was plunged into our Saviour's side, not just blood was expelled, but also water, confirming Jesus had truly left this earthly realm, and his flesh was now cold, his blood silenced in his veins. As we continue to travel through this Easter story, we are investing in the theology of the incarnation, of his human death, as a key moment that leads to a deepening faith, an understanding of what really took place on that cross. Christ in his servitude, joining us fully in the human experience and all that is frightening and difficult to understand about our mortality. Yet giving us a hope beyond hope, proving that human flesh and human frailty is not the end of our journey, but on the brink of death, we take a moment to gaze into eternity. Jesus defeated that promised outcome to dance from his tomb. Here in Hampstead Garden suburb, we are experiencing all the glories of spring, the start of this new season that sees this beautiful area bound into life. And what has laid dormant over winter is suddenly bursting with blossom and bloom. Our new children's gardening club, which has now over 40 members, has gathered for the second time this week to start to build a community garden together where everyone can enjoy learning about biodiversity and how to grow your own food and your own flowers. reflecting on God's gift of love, which must flow in all directions, I have been considering the gardening techniques of saving your seeds. For the circle of life to be in full motion, a good gardener will hold back a little of that precious seed that your plants have produced in order to sow them again next season. The parent plant giving a little of itself, its own genetic material to create a new generation. As Christians, it is our duty and it is our joy not only to serve God in our own lifetime, but to sow the seeds of a church that will flourish for many generations to come. What we do now may not bear fruit in our lifetime, but in the years to come will provide a bountiful crop that will go on and on into the ages to come. For an internal, unchanging God, time must look very different, and our purpose must be to ensure that the circle of love given and received is planted so deeply in the foundation of our churches that we will feed the generations that will come after us. Jesus offers us confidence in a new way of life, in a deep spiritual investment in eschatology, Jesus's science of justice, eternity, and a death that has been defeated, as we've learned in the Easter story. A story that offers us every reason to hope in the perpetual light of Christ, knowing that in our lives there will be many seasons. Winter will give in to spring. However, as Christians, we can live our life in fullness, knowing that summer is just around the corner. Amen. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Divine and mysterious Creator, we long to know you as you know us. We long to return to your garden, a place of oneness and reflection. In this time of many seasons, bring wisdom and clarity to our leaders. Help them to grow a deeper understanding of your law. Hold the light of Christ close to them, so that they may be a force for good and positive change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the children of the world, those suffering in poverty, war, starvation, abuse, neglect, and slavery. Guide them to safety. Guide them to a loving home. Guide them to your Son. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer. Lord, your people are suffering. We are lost in the wilderness. Heal our wounds. Lift our shame. Let us remember your promises. We long to be with your children, running freely in Eden. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, in death we return to you. Let us give thanks and remember those who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In silence we hear you more clearly. In silence we look to you now. Speak, Lord, and let us know your mind. You gave us the tools to build your church. You gave us the wood and the nails of the cross. Show us how to use them. Lord, in your mercy, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praise into one, let us pray as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, perfect you in the image of his glory and gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.